You know, to some extent, our human lives begin with the goal of self-mastery. You know, as little babies, we strive just to hold up our heads, to roll over, to crawl, to take that first step. We strive to master the toilet and to be freed from the diaper. We strive to speak words, phrases, sentences, sometimes even speeches. Some become proficient early on at the complaint and never quite stop practicing it. At some point, the church says that we all reach the age of reason, usually around 7 years. And at that point, we could also begin striving for mastery not just of our physical selves, but of our spiritual selves. My siblings, God love them, gave me ample opportunities to grow in patience again and again and again. And our parents strive to teach us self-mastery over our behaviors, right? We're told it's no longer appropriate to throw a tantrum to get our way. Some of us learn that better than others. We're introduced to discipline, delayed gratification, and the virtues such as obedience, poverty, otherwise known as sharing, listening, also called discernment, and the queen of all virtues, charity. But that kind of self-mastery is hard. And it's easy to let ourselves get stuck on the lack of virtue, otherwise known as vice. Laziness is a lack of industry. Cowardice is a lack of courage. Lust is a lack of chastity. Selfishness is a lack of charity. In the second reading today, from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he tells us, you're not in the flesh. On the contrary, you're in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. For only in the flesh, that's materialism. We know that the flesh eventually fades and dies. Some people might try to discipline their flesh in order to get ahead in the world. But if we only believe in the flesh, it's hard to discipline ourselves too much. It's hard to sacrifice oneself for the sake of others. If there's only the flesh, then the sacrifice of Jesus was ludicrous. A waste of the most talented guy who ever lived. I might make small sacrifices today in order to get ahead of you tomorrow, but to sacrifice my life for you? That makes no sense. Unless I believe in the Spirit that endures beyond the flesh, then I have not only a body to train for mastery in this world, but a spirit to train for life beyond this world. And just as there's a big difference between a human being as flesh only and a human being as flesh and spirit, there's an even bigger difference between the human being as flesh and spirit and the human being as flesh and spirit and the Spirit of God. When we were baptized, the Holy Spirit became a constitutive part of our person. Before baptism, we're merely human, even if a part of us is immortal, we're only human. But after baptism, there's a part of us that's God, divine. We call that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Adam and Eve were created with that Spirit. God fashioned them from the clay of the earth and breathed his own breath into them, his own Spirit into them. He did that with no other creature. We were created unique in all of creation. and having the divine breath inside of us. But that's exactly what Adam and Eve rebelled against and rejected. When they ate from that forbidden fruit, the divine breath left. And that's why to this day, we're born like the animals, without the Holy Spirit within us. St. Paul says that without the Holy Spirit within us, we become debtors to the flesh. It means that I feel an obligation, a debt only to my own flesh. We want to satisfy our physical wants and cravings with little regard for the cravings or the desires of others, let alone for the desires of God. And if we read through the Old Testament, we get a great picture of the futility of striving for virtue in a life without the Spirit of God. And Jesus came precisely to make a way for us to receive once again the divine breath of God. When he died on the cross, he breathed his own divine spirit into the church. And now the church baptizes not only with water, but with water and the Spirit. St. Paul today tells us, consequently, brothers and sisters, we're not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And so, my brothers and sisters, that is why I feel so indebted to Christ and his church, because it was through the church, in her baptismal font, that the Spirit of God was breathed into me for the first time. Without that, not only would I not be here today, but I'd be living purely fleshly existence with very little care beyond my own self. I was baptized on February 21st, 1971. Do you know the date of your baptism? When the divine breath was breathed into you? My life has never been the same since. One of the many gifts of that Holy Spirit is that now, when we sin, we can actually be forgiven. In the Old Testament, they could acknowledge their sins, which is more than the pagan world was often able to do, but they couldn't receive actual forgiveness. But now we can go to the sacrament of confession, and the Spirit of Christ Jesus cleanses us. I made my first confession in the fall of 1977. Do you remember when you made yours? I've made many since then. When's the last time that you've been? I try to go every 3 to 4 weeks. Sometimes more, sometimes it gets away from me. I first ate the Eucharist in the spring of 1978. Do you remember your first communion? What a gift communion is. With Christ, but also with everyone of you who consume that spiritualized and glorified body and blood of Christ. I was strengthened in the same divine spirit in the spring of 1988 in the sacrament of confirmation. Do you remember your confirmation? I was ordained with the gift of the Holy Spirit to serve the bishop and the church as a deacon on June 13, 1997. And 25 years ago, this Tuesday, July 11, 1998, Bishop Gaidos conferred the holy priesthood by the same Holy Spirit. For 27 years since my baptism, I had been striving to grow in self-mastery over my body, sometimes more better than other times. And that's a task that is still ongoing. But with the Sacrament of Holy Orders, I was given a certain authority or mastery over the body of Christ, of the church. And that authority enables me to confer 6 of the 7 sacraments and to strive to speak the word of God in season and out of season. That authority brings an awesome responsibility which I've never felt fully worthy of. But I'm grateful for the grace of God, for the prayerful support of so many of you, for the deep, deep love and respect of my family, my blood family, but especially my faith family, all of you, part of the body of Christ together. Thank you for all for saying yes to the Holy Spirit within you again and again. All the sacraments that you have received, those are miracles. It's so important, beautiful to remember them, to celebrate them. Thank you for your faith and for your love and for your respect for the church and for the Holy Priesthood. So here's the homework for the week. Don't be debtors to the flesh this week. Beg the Holy Spirit for the mastery of your flesh and for growth in virtue in the Spirit. If you get a chance, try to look up when you received all those sacraments as well and celebrate them. And please pray for and encourage vocations to the priesthood and religious life, especially for our diocese, and especially from this parish.